Thank you. Okay, very good there, Pete. Good morning to you, and yes, She's a KKX W2 SCP Mobile.
Sun in my eyes.
Again, sun in my eyes. Instead of flip down one of the blinders there. And very good, Dave. So it's strictly UHF and VHF, but like you said, you're getting 200 to 300 miles of coverage on it. And finding the configuration, being a vertical and all that, sounds good. Sounds really good. Sounds like you're going to get some good range on that, as much as possible. So, I'll be very curious how it performs on 6 meters particularly as well. And what is your 6 meter setup, Dave? Do you have what kind of radio do you have and all that? I'm just curious with that. Back to you.
Well, it's first off, it's configured. It's with an Arrow 6 meter antenna, and I have a FT450D. And the antenna set up on a rack. That's on a rotator. Of course, it's all vertical, and it's mounted on the on a mast. I've got to get this thing up on the roof, but I'm going to have to wait till I get some kind of tilt over or telescoping system, and I need to put it on a rotator bearing because it's sitting on the rotator now. And it's a little heavier than I want it to be, so I got to get that figured out. But this 6 meter, 2 meter, 440, 1.25. There's a scanner disc cone, and then the 75 meter and 160 meter hamsticks are vertically mounted as dipoles, so they're 15 feet from top to bottom. And you need to get that up a little bit higher because the bottom elements are only about 3 feet off the ground right now. But even with that, I can hit Bangor and Alton, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Up to Maine and New Hampshire, is that on all bands or just 2 meters and 6 meters next time around? Anyway, sounds like you got a comm tower on an aircraft carrier there. No wonder it's so heavy. Anyway, just about to get on the FDR near the RFK Bridge, and traffic's pretty light this morning. Not too bad for this hour. Pete, over to you.
N2UZD. Okay, Anas recognized. How you doing there, Anas? All right, very good. Well, David, sounds like a very interesting setup, and like you said, you're getting 200 or 300 miles out of that. Better off. Probably. So it's a good experiment. And good luck with that. Sounds really good, but you sound solid. You sound really solid and good audio quality and all, so good luck with that. And yeah, we're rolling along just past exit 49, heading to exit 50, and running pretty much on schedule and maybe slightly behind. Hey, that game was great last night, wasn't it? So we won, and although they did fumble the ball, and but it seemed like a really good game. And the advertising is always funny, of course. So Knopf, over to you, and then it goes over to Dave, W2SCT Mobile. Over to you, Knopf.
W2SCT, this is N2UZD in the group. Good morning, guys. And, I was listening in the last couple of minutes. Interesting antenna setup. I don't even know what I have for 2 meters and 440, but for 6 meters and higher, I've got a G5RV, and I've got a Comet CH250, I think it's called. It's a vertical. I gotten, I think I've gotten up to my vertical. I've gotten up to Bangor, Maine, but I am on a hill, so that probably helps. and I get out. I just do a little bit of DX with that vertical. Get out to Russia, Europe, Caribbean, South America, Canada. But different bands. I definitely get a few hundred, definitely get 300 miles or better on the 6 meters. Then when the bands open up, a whole different story. Okay, very good. So, Dave, pick it up.
AK1NS. Yeah, I was trying to get on the 160 and 80, and Pete asked a question. Bangor and New Hampshire contacts are on 160 and 80 with the ham sticks. So that's that NVIS effect working pretty consistently. But like I said, there, when they open up, boy, they really open up. Wednesday morning last week at 4 a.m., I kicked on and hit Falklands and Tasmania. So I got a VK and a VP now. It just depends, I guess. But I couldn't get on 160 here in this little house and little lot I have any other way. So it was like somebody said, it's like, hey, you can't do that. It's like putting two rubber ducks up as dipoles, 1 foot off the ground. But I'd rather have that than nothing. And it seems to be working relatively well, so we'll keep it. It is heavy, though. It's got to get supported. Over to Pete on the FDR.
Very good, Dave. Sounds like a very versatile setup, only to get better. And good morning, Nat. Anyway, we're just going under Gracie Mansion. Hopefully we're getting out all right. And HF was pretty good this weekend, and even better, I guess, was the Super Bowl. And, you know, it was a good football season. A lot of good games, so kind of sorry to see it end, but at least it had a happy ending, at least for New York. Got to make a couple of key phone calls up to my buddies in New England today. Anyway, let's see, and he goes to Pete, SET, KC2, KKX for ID.
Okay, very good. Pete, very good. Yes, it was a good ending for New York. And it was a good game. I mean, a couple of things happened there, but it was a good game. I enjoyed it tremendously. And it was a nice time. So I was at the Twin Harbors restaurant. Nobody in the restaurant except the waitresses and the owner and the bartender and two other people. So everybody was at home watching, having their parties and enjoying and so forth. So it was good. And I'm sorry to hear, see the end of the football season until August, I guess. So it's going to be a while. But I have no interest in basketball or ice hockey. I'm just not into winter sports, so I'm kind of done with sports until April when baseball starts up. And finally, you set up the nuns with your antennas, and Dave, again, good luck. It's interesting what can happen, you know, with the openings and the way things are going now, it's just tremendous. I'm hearing incredible things. So, let's see. Yeah, over to you, Don. W2S, come over to the group.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Well, personally, I'm not much of a sports watcher. You know, when I was younger, I was athletically inclined, so as far as playing sports, no problem. But watching sports has never done much for me, although football was never my game. Even, I played it a few times here and there, but it was never my sport at all. Hockey, basketball, baseball, soccer, tennis. Never football, though, for some reason. I don't know. I mean, I played it now and then, but never watched it. The others I watched a little bit here and there when I was younger. But now, I don't know. I just find watching it boring. That's me. What could I tell you? I'm more interested in playing with my radio. And yesterday, I didn't even do that. Played with the computer. I had a rare day off from work. So, over to Dave.
KC2 KKX clear 73. Good day.
AK1NS, good day, Pete. Have a good one. Yeah, I hear you on that football thing. It's funny, Whiplash. So we're not big sports watchers in football, but last night, you know, the whole crowd was over. They just kind of accumulated over here, and I think they got the last bag of chicken wings in New York State. And it was fun. It's definitely fun. I don't care for all the self-aggrandizement end of it with the, you know, the goal line. That just bothers me, but that's my pet peeve with it. This guy's making an awful lot of money. Over to, let's see, we lost Pete. I think it goes over to the other Pete.
Yes, you're right. Okay, 73 Pete KKX, you got to work pretty fast this morning, so have a good morning and stay well. All the best. And, football, baseball is my favorite sport, and then football second, and that's it with me. So I don't have, like I said, any interest in winter sports, but that's what we're with. You know, we have just basketball and some ice hockey in the mix, and that's about it. So, but I don't watch it. But when I go out, there's that's what's on. So, what can you do? And, there should be some really good openings here, Dave. This winter and with that setup and everything should be really good. Be really good. Knopf, over to you, W2SC T-Mall Building Group. And I guess Ron is still over in Japan. I was figuring he'd coming back right about now, but maybe in a couple more days or something like that. Enough?
Okay, very good. And I don't know if Peter KKX is still listening. If he is, 73. I thought Ron was in Korea. I didn't realize he was in Japan. Got a little mixed up, I guess. I don't remember what else I was going to say. My 14-year-old daughter went off to a friend's house a couple of towns over to watch the game and sleep over. I dropped her off. I came home, went up and got into bed early, and was watching TV on the internet. Hulu.com. That's about it. Then to use their D5D over the day.
EK1NS, I'm going to go need to find me some Dolan's pills. I tell you what, going up and down that ladder and then lifting that thing up and sticking it in the umbrella stand and three or four times, and boy, have I got a backache this morning. Oh, well. Hey, I just threw two pictures up on QRZ of this, I think what Pete said before, aircraft telecom tower. If you get a moment of amusement and you want to take a look, it looks like a death weapon from Star Wars, but it seems to work, so I will pursue this further. Over to you, Pete, SET. K1 and S, we lose somebody.
Peter, are you there? SBT?
I went over to the Eastern input. The link is not up. I'm out at exit 60 now. On the LIE, and for some reason the link is not connected. So I'm probably going to have to just sign out in another round or so because I'm way beyond range of the Western input. I was calling in there, but the link is not up. Back to you, Don.
Oh, okay. Okay, we thought you got lost over there. meanwhile, you're still coming in okay. Just a very small drop of noise, so stick around until you say that. is that who you said he finding, Dave?
AK1NS, I'm going to, see, it's about 7:30. I'm going to run up and get my stuff together here, get out the door. You guys have a great day, and I'll be on the road all day, so I'll probably be in and out on the repeater as I travel about Long Island seeing customers. My Monday on Long Island, so that's good. No New Jersey. And enjoy the weather. Get out. It's supposed to be in the 50s this afternoon. 7-3, AK1NS clear.
Okay, 73,
Peter. And that's W2SC T-Mobile. Okay, very good. Dave, 73, and we'll catch you. Yeah, it's going to be up around 51 today, so another spring-like day in early February. It's amazing, isn't it? Well, it's a real bonus of a winter compared to last year. So we're saving on fuel costs and energy, and so that's good. So that's a bonus right there. So take care, and catch you soon. Good luck with the antenna and everything that's there. So all the best. Not against the sound of you and I. I mean, I'll stay here as long as I can, but I know by experience that I'm just going to be getting noisier and noisier. So I'll go out just one more round with you. Over to you, Don. And whatever's going on with those links, I don't know. It's not up. Not?
Yeah, very good. I was able to copy you, but you're definitely breaking up all over the place. So it's a good time, I guess, for you to sign. And, yeah, shame the Eastern Link is down. But that's the way it goes, I guess. So back to you.
Okay, well, I'll slide over there. I'll move over there, and maybe we'll come up. You never know. If not, then not. Have a good week ahead and a good day. And but I'm going to over there and see, maybe it might pop up. And otherwise, catch you tomorrow morning, W2SET Mobile.
Okay, very good, W2SET. This is M2UZZ standing by, and hopefully it'll work this time. It's not 7-3.
Okay, I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call, W2SET Mobile.
Thank you.
ground. How copy now? I'm switching wrong position.
Thank you.